This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Even as the general public has gained a better understanding of mental health issues like depression and anxiety over recent years, some psychological symptoms remain a mystery to many. For today's example, anhedonia. This is a condition in which a person finds themselves unable to experience pleasure from acts that are generally pleasurable or that they once enjoyed. That can include the absence of good feelings someone might expect from things and activities like friendship, food, sex, or music. The term was originally coined in 1896 by a French psychologist, stemming from the Greek words an, meaning without, and hedon, meaning pleasure. We spoke via email with Los Angeles-based psychotherapist Alyssa Mass, MFT. She said, anhedonia is the lack of experiencing joy or pleasure. It's typically thought of as a symptom of depression, though it can also exist separately. In addition to depression, anhedonia can accompany other mental health issues like schizophrenia, anorexia nervosa, and substance use disorders. It can also signal issues like Parkinson's disease. For some people, anhedonia can be social or emotional, meaning that they no longer feel joy being around people, or it can be physical, meaning sensations like touch can feel empty or food can taste bland. The causes of anhedonia can vary, and while it's associated with depression, a person doesn't necessarily have to have depression to have anhedonia. Experts believe anhedonia may be linked to changes in brain activity and an inability to produce or respond to the feel-good hormone dopamine. Some preliminary research that's been performed on rats indicates that anhedonia may be tied to an overactive prefrontal cortex, impacting the dopamine neurons and interfering with the pathways that control how and why we seek out and experience desire and rewards. Other research indicates that other brain areas and structures could also be involved, like the amygdala, which processes emotion, the striatum, associated with the reward system, and the insula, connected to self-awareness and consciousness. While there's no single way to treat anhedonia, many mental health experts lean on strategies prescribed for depression, including talk therapy and, in some cases, medications like selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs. There is, however, evidence to suggest that while SSRIs can work great with some symptoms of depression, they may not help much with the lack of motivation and deficits in reward processing that often accompany depression, which means they may not help much with anhedonia. For now, mental health experts are continuing to incorporate anhedonia assessment into their work with clients and working with them to help find coping strategies. Mass said, "In cases of depression, long or short term, I always screen for anhedonia. If a client screens positive for it, then it's really about looking at everything that's going on and treating the depression as a whole. Until there's relief from that, it's impossible to tell if the anhedonia is part of the depression or something that exists on its own. If someone's case history tells me they never had anhedonia until the depression hit, in that case, it's likely more treatable than if it had always existed and is more of a baseline." Today's episode was written by Michelle Konstantinovsky and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other curious topics, visit howstuffworks.com. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.